Hey, hi, hello. Welcome to the Food for Thought podcast. I'm your host, Lorene Horan, and it is now 2020. Holy shit. It is the dawn of a new era. This is the year of the thought, I am convinced. I'm definitely going to be coming at you guys with way more content, more podcasts, more articles, blogs, events, contests, and potentially some merchandise. It's really exciting. So be on the lookout for that. You guys have been asking me forever to give you some good tips on blowjobs. I've been promising a podcast episode specifically about giving head for a minute. So without further ado, let's get to it. How to give good head. So this stuff can really apply to anyone, regardless of what set of genitals they might have been born with. The penis and the clitoris, while they are obviously very, very different, they're also pretty similar in a lot of ways. So there are some ways that you can apply things regardless of what you're working with. So first of all, communication is always the number one tip for having good sex. Talking to each other about what you like instead of guessing or trying and failing. Definitely don't be afraid to just have candid conversations about what you like. And honestly, if you're nervous, you have to just think about, okay, so you're too nervous to have a healthy and adult conversation with this person, but you're not nervous to put their genitals in your mouth. Come on now. Giving head is an art. It takes finesse. It takes focus. And it takes practice. It really does. Giving head, in my opinion, is an art. I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years, and so I have given a lot of blowjobs in my day. But not only have I given a lot of blowjobs, I have had to continually come up with ways to keep it new and exciting and different and interesting. And, you know, like I said, that takes some dedication, I'm telling you. So, honestly, the number one step to giving good head, aside from communication, is being willing to get into it a bit. Really focus and get into the headspace. Get it, headspace. But no, like seriously, get into it, focus on what you're doing. If you're anything like me, when you're sucking dick, maybe all of a sudden you're thinking about, when was the last time I let the dogs out? What do I got to get at the grocery store? When do I work again next? Oh, do I need to get gas in my car? Seriously, I know it happens, but if you're trying to give good head, you got to stay focused. I think maybe a reason why some people are intimidated by sucking dick is because they have a pretty easy to trigger gag reflex, or they don't like to deep throat. Well, first of all, it's okay to gag, and deep throating is not required. You can do so much with your hands when you're giving a blowjob, and if you can get it nice and sloppy and wet, probably preferably with your spit, yes, I know it's gross, but sometimes it be like that, okay? Sometimes it's nasty, but if you get your hand like super fucking sloppy wet and you can get your hand in your mouth moving on it at the same time, it's like simulating a pussy, kind of. It's like you're taking it deep with both your mouth and your hand. And that feels great, honestly, for both of you, because you don't feel like you're choking and they're getting a great experience. So, win-win, hello. Be willing to talk about things like whether or not your partner likes some butt play or whether or not they like their balls fondled. Like, don't forget about the balls. It's all a part of the same thing. A lot of guys, like, they like to use things like cock rings, or even things like vibrators or dildos, if that's what they're into. So don't be afraid to ask about those various things. There's all kinds of different textures, sizes, all kinds of different things that you guys can try out. So it's one of those things where, honestly, it's pretty fun to experiment with and explore on your own terms. So take that into consideration. If you are pretty interested in deep throating, one of the best things that I can tell you is don't suck dick after you've just eaten.
You know, it's like that's going to make your gag reflex a lot easier to trigger, and you're going to be less likely to feel comfortable as you're taking it deep in your throat. So if you try to go a few hours, you know, between meals before you've started trying to deep throat, it's definitely going to help how well you can take it. The other thing too is being conscious of your breathing. You gotta know when to inhale and exhale properly so that you can keep up a good pace and not get too tired doing it. Yeah, you know, remember to breathe. It's important. oh man, I have notes here. You guys, I took notes about how to give good blowjobs because this is what I'm gonna do with my degree, apparently. Let's see, what else? Lots of spit. Oh, yeah. I like to start with my clothes on. I like for people to, you know, keep the clothes on initially and then you, like, strip them off each other. I think that that's a really fun and sexy way to get the tension building and get a little bit more intimate with one another instead of just, like, rushing to strip your clothes off and just, like, trying to get this over with. It's, like, you know, really take your time and try to, like, put on a little show and really touch and feel each other up and stuff like that, you know? What else have I got on here? Moaning. Moaning when you're giving dick, when you're giving dick. Moaning when you're sucking dick is, pretty useful, in my experience, because it's like the vibrations of your voice are creating subtle vibrations on the cock itself. And in my experience, that's had a great response. So there's all different kinds of little, really simple things that you could do. It's not like you gotta bend over backwards in order to give a better blowjob. Like, just make it a little more wet. Use your tongue a little more. Moan a little bit, you know? Act like you are enjoying what you're doing. I'm the type of person that, like, who I am when I'm horny is not, like, who I am as, like, a person. So, in real life, I don't want anybody to feel like, you know, or, like, to objectify me or make me feel like, oh, I'm good for sex and blah, blah, blah. However, when I'm in that zone and I'm sucking dick, I act like I have no other purpose in life but to suck that fucking dick. So, and honestly, like, that is what people have enjoyed about it is the enthusiasm. You know, act like you want to do it. Obviously, like, your partner's going to be able to tell if you're not into it. That's going to be a turnoff for them, and that's not going to lead to a successful blowjob for either of you. So, honestly, that pretty much sums up everything that I had on my list. I guess I decided I would just keep this podcast short and sweet for now, but like I said, 2020, y'all, year of the fucking thought. I'm going to be coming at you with a lot more podcasts and blogs, and I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited at the way the group has grown. Like, we've got over 1,000 fucking members, yo. Over 1,000 fucking people who are learning and talking and changing the ways that they view themselves, you know, becoming empowered, learning how to maintain their relationship or break off toxic relationships. And I'm just really so proud of everybody who is learning and sharing and being so candid and open. Honestly, as far as it comes to giving head, that's all I got for you guys now. If there's anything I missed, tell me, post about it, and I'll come out with a part two if y'all think it's necessary. That's it for this first day of 2020. I am going to go snuggle with my dogs, but I will be back with you guys next week with a whole new episode and lots of stuff to get into. So have a great 2020, you guys.